Hey everyone, this is Amy Meyer here, and just wanted to bring you some encouragement and kind of shed some light on what we're all experiencing right now with this grand awakening taking place, which is really more personal than we realize. A lot of us are looking for this huge awakening, but it's actually happening in a big way from an individual point, right? As we all are shifting and changing, we're waking up from the realities we've been living in. And, you know, we've had that old slogan, wake up and smell the coffee. Well, I think we're all arriving at this higher place of wake up and smell our own reality. And are we really living true to who we are? And are we paying attention to the signs? Are we learning to really trust ourselves again? And a lot of you guys will bear witness with this, but I think our waking up out of the realities we've been living is we're waking up out of the programs that have been running our lives that we've been unconscious to. And it's so funny, you know how the Lord will bring different movies and images and things up in your spirit to kind of give you an analogy to relate with of what's taking place. And so over the last, I'd say, month or so, the movie, The Truman Show, has been coming up over and over. And I watched it, John and I watched it probably, I'd say, it was maybe 3 weeks ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago, but it just keeps ringing true in my spirit, just thinking of the different scenarios. And if any of you guys, I'm sure most of you guys have seen the movie, The Truman Show with Jim Carrey, and it was dated back in, I don't know, I think it was 2000 or 1998, somewhere around there. Anyway, the gist of it is that the Truman Show is one of the most inventive, compelling comedies in the movie history, where Jim Carrey stars as Truman Burbank, a man living in a seemingly perfect life in an idyllic town. But unbeknownst to him, he is the star of a hit reality show, and his whole life has been manufactured for public entertainment. Interesting, huh? And it's kind of like our lives in a way. When we're living a programmed life, we're trying to have this idyllic situation of perfection. You know, we're living, you know, we buy into this American dream of have the house, have the kids, have the dog, you know, have the job and the career. And we end up at the end of it almost waking up out of this reality we created for ourselves that we bought into, and not knowing there was a hidden agenda, somebody controlling what we were buying into, you know, behind the scenes, hence marketing, right? And it kind of paints this picture in this whole movie. And, you know, often our lives feel like this, where, you know, we're playing out a lifestyle unconsciously. And for a lot of us, we are waking up out of that right now. So I find it funny that Truman's last name is Burbank. And it's kind of what we feel like, you know, where we arrive at the bank of our own realities through these constant subtle irritations, kind of like a burr, you know, where it's just like, what is that? And we're trying to find it. Why doesn't something just is irritating me, or something's not feeling right, and we're tossing and turning in our sleep, or we keep trying to find where this little burr is on our clothes, you know, and that's what it feels like. We're like, something's not right, you know, we're tossing and turning in our minds, we're going over the scenarios, because everything on the outside looks perfect. It all makes sense. Well, you know, why aren't we happy? We have everything we want, you know, everything that's been promised in the American dream. But something's just, there's like this burr inside your spirit, and it's your consciousness really trying to wake you up out of the lies and the systems we've bought into. And this is part of the great dismantling that is taking place, you know, that's all a part of our unconsciousness that we've bought into with all the systems at hand, whether that be the religious system, the political system, the workplace systems, the systems of our upbringing, I mean, you name it, every system, as you all have heard, every system is being shaken right now, till the only one that remains is eternal, is the one that God created, is his kingdom invading the earth. It's, you know, It can't be changed. God is unmovable. And that's why everything else, you know, lest you build your life on the rock, everything else is like sinking sand and it's being shaken right now. And the very thing is happening in our own lives. You know, we were so used to our patterns and ways of doing things that we became so unconscious to it, unconscious to our families, unconscious to the lifestyle. We're such adaptable beings, and we've adapted to a lot of things that aren't good for us, that aren't true to us, that aren't a part of our purpose and call and the reason why we're here. What are we here for? That's something to really think about. And what are the distractions that have kind of numbed us out? And a lot of us we're coping because of the deficiency. We're coping with all these things we're surrounding our lives with, building our, you know, steeples and our castles to kind of nurse the wounds or nurse the fear of stepping out, the fear of looking crazy. But as in the Truman Show, you get to a point where you start noticing all these things behind the scenes, and people will think you're crazy. They'll try to convince you that, what are you talking about? This is the way we've done it our whole lives. This is the way you've done it your whole life. Maybe you're just going through a phase, you know? But you know that you know that you know inside you, you're starting to wake up. And that's a part of this whole awakening. And you begin to see the agendas behind things. You begin to see the lies that you bought into, again, in the different systems, right? In religious systems, in the political field, in your upbringings, things you were told you couldn't be or you couldn't do. The list continues. But you see, you know, as you're, and everything is so programmed, so predictable, so, you know, that if you change that, the old paradigm in you is trying to recalibrate every which way to get you to remain the same, as you see in the movie of The Truman Show. And so our consciousness is waking up, and it's all a part of God's plan. We're becoming conscious. We're becoming aware, and we have a choice. We have a choice. Do we continue to live the lie? Because now you're seeing, just like in the Truman's movie, he begins to see the lie he's living. He begins to see that everybody's lying to him and that they're actually using him to promote their own agendas. How often have you experienced that? Whether in the religious system or in your career or even in your family and in different things like that, being used and manipulated for somebody else's agenda and having to choose to break out of that. And it's funny because what stops us usually, it's some trauma or experience we had when we were younger that's telling us, don't go that way, don't take a risk, don't try something new, remember what happened last time. And so it tries to peril us and keep us in the safe haven or the sea haven, which was the name of Truman's town that they manufactured. And how did they keep him crippled there, right? Remember in the story, as a little kid, he lost one of the most precious things to him, as though he thought. And that was his dad when they were out sailing and a big storm came and, you know, his dad was swept away. So he'd been afraid of the water, afraid of stepping out on the water ever since, right? So what do? We stay within the bank of our own understanding. And we begin to build a life. We begin to settle for less than until God causes things to shake us up, or he brings a prophetic voice. This is another key why we have to listen to those around our lives that are speaking truth to us. He either brings a prophetic voice or he brings several synchronicities, several signs to speak to us. And in the movie, the actress, you know, Laura, she knew what was on the other side. She knew she had been paid to try and convince Truman of a lie. And she had heart-centeredness, heart consciousness. She was awake, and she came in there knowing that she would lose her job, knowing the cost of it, to warn Truman of what was going on behind the scenes. And that's usually what happens, right? A prophetic voice will come to you, warning you of what's behind the scenes, or if you're being manipulated to, lied to, and oftentimes it'll be the Holy Spirit within you prophesying to you, giving you warning signs that oftentimes we're ignoring and we're not listening to because we've been so unconscious, or we have been taught to override the inclinations of our spirit, override our gut, override those warning signs and those flags with our reason and logic. We push it aside. And God is saying, awake, 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 awake to the sound within. Awaken to your heart. Awaken to why you're here. So I want to play for you guys there. Another thing that kind of coincides with this whole awakening to reality of what we've been leading our lives by is another book. This book was by Anna Roundtree. This is probably one of my all-time favorite books. And she had an encounter where she went to heaven. And she met this little angel as a child. And though it was a wise spirit, but it came as a child and began to ask her some really key questions that woke her up to the motives of her heart. And the name of the angel is Crystal Clear. So I want to play for you this little segue here, this little portion of this clip on audio. It's the book on audio here. The book is called The Heavens Opened by Anna Roundtree. So she's in heaven and she was laying down on the grass by this little pool of water, and the angels had offered her to go on a tour of heaven. So she was just taking a rest, and she's looking in the water, looked up at the tour guides, looked back down in the water, and this is what happened.
They were flying in a wedge formation like a flock of geese. When I returned to look at the water, another face was looking into the stream with me. "Hello," a child's voice said. I turned and set up to face her. "Are you on the tour?" she asked. "Yes," I answered, staring at her. She appeared to be a child of about 5 or 6 years old, but she was shining. She had no wings, and her eyes looked old beyond the years displayed in her small stature. Her hair was curly and tousled as if from play. She looked like a little girl, but every so often I could see through her arm or leg and knew she was a spirit. She was intriguing. "Have you begun the tour?" she questioned. "Yes, I think so. Why?" I asked. "I wanted you to come and play with me," she said. "Play with you?" I said incredulously. "In my sand pile," she said. "Can you come?" Just then, the tour guide walked over to us, and I stood. I was torn between getting to know this small spirit and continuing my tour. "May I go with, what's your name?" I asked, bending over to question her, as one might question a child. "Crystal Clear." "May I go with Crystal Clear for a few moments?" I asked the tour guide. "Oh, all right," he said. "Meet us at the Almond Grove when you finish." "How will I find it?" I asked. "Crystal Clear will show you the way." "Yes, I will," she said excitedly. "Come along with me." Suddenly, we were on a vast shoreline, but there was no sea. It looked as though the beach was still there, but no ocean. In the sand were all manner of red and blue child's buckets and shovels. "Haven't you always wanted to build a sandcastle?" she asked. I chuckled. "Well, not really, Crystal Clear." "Yes, you have," she continued. "Think about it. You've wanted to build on Earth, and all that is sand. When the tide comes in, it goes away. Even the tools for building remain longer than a sandcastle, for the tools are from God. But if you use them to build on sand instead of in eternity, what do you have? A waste of time," she shrugged. "You've wanted a sandcastle. It's silly, really, isn't it?"
"I suppose so," I said quietly.
I did not want to admit it, but she was right. I had wanted a home and financial security and to accomplish something for God, of course, but I had tunnel vision for the life on earth. I had Christianized the gospel of the world and bought into my own packaging. It was a bitter thing to hear that the focus of my life had been fleshly and worthless to God, and that I had not gotten away with it. Do you want to play? She continued cheeringly. I felt a little sick. I thought I would change the subject. Why such a large sand area? I asked. Many want to build on the sand, so we let them. It gets it out of their systems, you know? Maybe if you build on the sand right now, you would feel, I've done that. It seems a silly thing to do, I said. Well, yes, it does. However, building on earth is really the same. Silly toys that are long forgotten here, toys that do not even gather dust in the attic, but disintegrate, are totally forgotten here. A waste of God's precious time, she said. I had the taste of a copper penny in my mouth. Is it all right if we do not play today? I asked. Oh, all right, she said. Do you want to join the tour? I don't know, I said, dazzled. I felt as though I had been hit by a truck. I like your name, Crystal Clear, I said. It's apt. Maybe a little rest, she said, as if she had not heard my remark. Now remember to come back to see us. We love you here. Do keep in touch. She held up her tiny hands, and I held up mine to reciprocate. Light came from hers into mine and knocked me softly backwards. I lay on the air as someone might lie on a gurney while being wheeled through a hospital hall. My arms were across my chest, and I floated down the path like a patient returning from surgery.
Like a patient returning from surgery. A lot of us are going through internal surgery right now. A lot of things are being removed from our lives, you know. There's a forced change taking place. And you think about that, when you're going through surgery, there is forced change taking place that suddenly is overtaking you and you are in the emergency room. So, yeah, wasn't that amazing? Crystal clear and how she responded, how apt. That's from, again, the book, The Heavens Opened by Anna Rountree. And you can actually find the whole book being spoken, you know, authored there. It's on YouTube as well. So being narrated. And but yeah, it's just, wow, you know, how many things have we been building in this life on sand? And we're seeing it right now. You know, we're seeing so many of the things that we've built on sand sinking. And God is trying to make room for the solid, or remind us to build our lives on Him, on the solid rock, and on what has eternal value. Wasn't that so huge what she said, what Crystal Clear said? Is, you know, well, we figured we'd let you play in the sand so that you could get it out of your system. And I don't know about you guys, but I have seen the Lord do that on our own personal journeys with Him so often. You know, we have all these big, grand desires and things we think we want, and the Lord's so gracious to allow us to experience them, only to come at the end of our own conclusion that it's not fulfilling, it's not what we thought. Wow, you know, and we see the true state of our own hearts, of our own egos, of the things that we're chasing after to satisfy ourselves instead of Him. And it really, it's another part of our own awakening. And, but yeah, you know, what is in our life that we really are building on eternal value? Because we forget, we get so consumed in this time frame here on Earth, and so limited in our small viewpoints, thinking this is our whole entire life, when the reality is we are eternal beings. We have always been. We've always been with the Father, in the Father. We're ancient. We're ancient eternal beings having an experience in a body on this earth. I mean, that'll wake you up right there. And the fact that you can take your spirit's so much bigger than your body. In fact, you can expand your whole spirit around the world and hold it to yourself and send love to it. We're infinite beings. We're a part of, you know, part of God, part of our Father. We came out of Him. And so, you know, we're waking up into this consciousness of why are we here? Why were we sent? What are we doing with our lives? And of course, we have a free will. And oftentimes, I think that's the test of God revealing to us what's in our heart. And we have a choice. A lot of us right now, again, like the Truman Show. So further in the show, he's at the bank, right? And he's having to make a choice to get in the boat and face his fears. And a lot of us are in that right now. We've had things stripped from us. We're seeing the lies behind things. It's like, well, this needed to happen in my life. Okay, I'm at a crossroads right now. I've got to take a different turn. I need to finally be honest with myself and redesign my life according to God's purposes. Stop fighting it. Stop resisting it. You know, the resistance is only the thing you haven't surrendered yet, right? So, we've had time. All of us have had time to get these things out of our systems, right? Buying the house, buying the car, you know, only to leave us in a bunch of debt that's like a chain around our neck. So now our minds are consumed with how do I pay for this? How do I pay for that? Or how do I keep building this business? Or how do I, you know, we're trying to run things and run a life from a place of a masquerade. It's the masks we've built. It's the things we've built on sand. And God has been stripping them away to get us back to spirit, to get us back to our hearts and our purpose of why we're here. And, you know, maybe some of you guys have heard this, but I really believe it's true. Before we came to Earth, we were shown our book of life, and we agreed to the things we would be coming here to do on Earth. And our hearts were to bring the Father's love and to remind everyone here, remind our brothers and sisters who are asleep or who have forgotten who they are, remind them who they are, and come back into the Father's heart of reconciliation and restoration of all things. So, yeah, it's amazing. The more we wake up out of the lies we've been living, out of the programs that have been running our lives, the more we're going to come into that clarity we've been, you know, literally dying for and and asking the Lord for. So, where are you guys at in your life right now? You're standing on the bank. What fears are you having to face? And there's going to come a moment, and a lot of you guys are already there or getting there, where you hit this point of resolve and you don't care. It's like what Truman said, you're going to have to kill me. I'm going out there. And the Christoph, which I find is funny, he's the guy behind the screen, right? Behind the world he created for Truman that's orchestrating the whole thing. I find the name funny. You know, Christoph, like he's off from how Christ would treat us. It's an off version. But anyway, so he's starting to freak out because he's discovering, as much as he tries to convince Truman to return back to the quote norm, Truman says back to him, "You couldn't put a camera in my mind." And how Truman's determined to set himself free. And he's already seen enough of, you know, like when he goes to go to the elevator in the movie and all of a sudden it opens up and he sees all these studio people and cameras behind the elevator. It was like a double door elevator and he's like in shock. He's like, what is going on here, right? It's the path. And so Anyway, so now he's out in the water, and so Kristoff is telling everybody, make the storm. He's afraid of water. Let's hit him where the trauma happened. And isn't that what happens to you in life? Every time you double up your efforts, okay, I'm going to make the shift. I'm going to take the leap. I'm going to jump this time. And what's the first thing that hits? Your body starts hitting all the triggers, trying to get you to return back to normal. Until you get to that point where you're like, I don't care if this kills me. I know that I know that I know I've been living a lie. And I have to shift. I have to awaken. I'm coming into consciousness and I can't go back. So, and as we see in the movie, Kristoff tries really hard to sink him, but his resolve is to keep going forward. And what happens? He ends up breaking through towards the end. And what once was reality to him is now a lie. And he's waking up and he now ushers himself out into freedom, which I won't give away for those that haven't seen it, but it's amazing. I mean, I would encourage you guys to watch it. I know it's been around for quite some time, but it's such a good refresher. And you're going to see things that are bearing witness to what you're going through right now. And it's just going to really speak and encourage you. You know, I love what somebody said once, you know, if Jesus was born during our times, he would be using movies because back in the day, the parables and stories were like the movies for them, you know, the storylines, the scripts were the parables. So Jesus would be doing movies today in our modern society. So because they're prophetic, they're pictures, images to get us to snap out of our unconsciousness. So anyway, I just want to encourage you guys, you know, you're going through this for a reason. You're not crazy. Keep going forward and don't be swept back into the norm because you know how it is. Once we've seen the truth, we can't go back. And it's time to start living true to you because the reality is people will not believe you unless you are living your truth. They have an inkling. They know something's not right, that you're actually lying to yourself. And so why live like that anymore, you know? God's going to make a way. He has provision. You've already agreed to the script of your life before you came here, which means the provision is there. We just have to choose to step in. Just take the next step. You don't have to know how it's going to unfold. You don't have to know all of that. That's his job to reveal to you in the next step. So what can you do today to just make that simple adjustment? And start turning towards true north, what's true to you. And, you know, it'll get easier and easier the more we step into it. And none of us can predict the amazing surprises God wants to bring, but they only come as we step out and find out. And really, again, take that time, even if it's 10 minutes, just to still yourself and listen and follow the leads and prompts. So, all right, lots happening, and it's so good. God is waking everybody up right now, and so this is a global thing, as a lot of you guys know, and we all came out of him. You know, this is not an us and them and believers and unbelievers and all this kind of stuff. We all came from the Father. We're just all at different parts on the journey of unconsciousness and asleep states, and God is waking us up to who we are, where we came from, who we belong to, why we're here. So keep yielding to the process and the unfolding, and breathe it in, take it in, count it all joy, and begin to discover and see what he's fully put in you. All right, I love you all so much. Thanks for listening and joining me on this podcast, and stay tuned for more coming. Talk soon. Have fun sharing this, and thanks again for all your comments. Love you all. Bye.